Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Mefud.
slithering through the grass. Gazelles hopping past, monks and chimps, trying to see who has. But home, you better get too fast. Scream in the air, where's my baby? People flying everywhere, bodies in the street. Police start to beat, it's not an easy feat. Jungle or in the city, you better be home before the sun goes down. There's no pity, be wise or witty. In a world of despair, paradox between jungle and city.
Game.
This is your microphone.
Right, so nobody's listening.
Well, I don't know. Can still hear you, Mom. This is WMFO in Medford. I'm DJ Shell.
I'm David Green McVitie.
And you're listening to This Is Dancing. Today we have a very special guest. What's your radio name?
It's funny. You never get... I never give people time, and we didn't warn your mom that she should come up with a radio name either. I always feel bad afterwards because people kind of come up with the first thing that comes to mind, but it doesn't allow for as much creativity.
Did you have time while he was saying that?
I think my radio name will be Lastcraft.
Ooh, that's also her email address in case anyone wants to inquire about crafty guitar or anything about Robert Fripp. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We have a friend of Robert Fripp in the studio.
Woohoo!
DJ David Green McVitie, do you have any songs that you'd like to play?
Yeah.
Or any thoughts that you would like to share with the world?
I was thinking about how are we going to spend this hour, and I think it'd be fun to look back at some of the fun parts about season one. And I was thinking, if you're willing as well, it'd be fun to try out the football segment.
All right. I think DJ Lastcraft might be scared out of the studio.
It's true.
I know nothing about sports.
Neither do I, Mom.
Is it possible for me to recommend the first song of the day? Evening.
Sure. Recommend it or play it?
I was going to recommend it, and if you're willing, I could cue it up as well.
I would think that would be the appropriate course of action.
Leslie, what do you think about How to Love by Cash Cash featuring Sophia Reyes?
Sounds good.
Yeah, I agree. Woo!
I am so ready to hear it.
Yeah. put your love on me. Cause I won't let you down, I won't let you down. I will be singing, girl, put your love on me.
This is DJ Shell in the Stude.
And I'm David Grimmie Feedy.
This is dancing.
Last night was just that. It was dancing for a very long time after a delicious birthday dinner for DJ Shell.
Happy birthday to me.
Whose seconds in the real world is Michelle Arden Stevens.
Ooh.
And after a very lovely dinner, the two of us made our way through the cold to Cafe Trattoria in the North End, which may or may not have two different names.
There was two entrances and they were connected in the back, so it was unclear whether it was two separate restaurants. We ended up sitting in the restaurant that we didn't walk through the front door of.
Just checking on something.
That's my laugh.
And it worked out very well because in addition to the espresso that they offered, Michelle and I also just wanted a little privacy. And so we were able to really enjoy our coffee, but not among the hubbub of the rest of the crowd.
Although
I think it's the best way to say it.
There was some wild people around there, though. I felt like I was in a Russian, I thought I was in an Italian mob scene. Like a literal, like I felt like I could have been in The Godfather.
Huh.
We
so
may, we have,
dead
may
horses,
have been.
Horse heads too?
Oh, no, it was like more like
the
modern
scene.
Version, like very, like
trying to blend in with the crowd, you know, like not trying to be super obvious about the fact that they were in the Italian mob, but they sure were.
Michelle and I realized how out-ordered we had been when the three people in a small table adjacent to us ordered
like four delicious looking drinks and like
four mochas or cafe
or
lattes,
little cannoli.
There were two cannolis. I kept a account. There were three scoops of ice cream, two cakes, cake slices. I believe you're right. Two cannolis and a delicious coffee drink for each of them.
Yeah, the coffee looked incredible. When we had just ordered espresso.
I think Mike actually brought it to them.
Mike from
the
restaurant.
Same place?
No.
He
wouldn't have brought delicious coffee drinks because they didn't do coffee drinks.
Right. He didn't have fancy coffee drinks. He didn't know how to make fancy coffee drinks.
So if you're looking to go to get delicious coffee drinks, don't go to Massimino's in the
But the
North
food
End.
Was quite delicious.
And the waiters were crazy.
That was huge.
The food was quite delicious.
Then we made our way over to Patty O's, which is in Faneuil Hall, and no cover charge last night, so the party was right up our alley. And the
super hot fire, I spit that.
And the whole, when we got there, no one was dancing yet, but as soon as we hit the dance floor, the party was started.
You broke the ice, literally, because that's how cold it was.
The party don't start till I walk in. That's how they know. And
and we made sure to order a little something to pep ourselves up again. And so part of the drink may have involved Red Bull. And then I'm not sure if there was alcohol also involved, but what I'm thinking
is, talking about Mountain Dews, baby.
Yeah, I think it was mostly just Red Bull and Mountain Dew.
And then I had brought a different dress, my party dress.
Oh my God. She looked beautiful.
I changed into my party dress.
Wow.
Which was just a sleeveless dress instead of the long sleeve dress so I could really bust a move and not be restricted by any
sleeves
or any like sweat collecting devices, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
It was very packable as well.
Yeah, it fit right into my backpack. Very, very smooth transition.
Cool.
Okay.
Literally.
So the best parts of Patty O's, besides the cover charge, is that it's very open.
Oh, you're just going to describe the facility. Okay.
And recommend it to anybody who wants to bust a rug.
Cut up the rugs. That's my version.
I'm going to stick. Last Craft, did you say?
Yes.
I'm going to stick with Last Craft on this one. There's no rug specifically.
That was huge.
And the best part, though, by far, is DJ Drestique, would you say? Besides the friends that you're there with.
Why did you pronounce it that way?
Because I think that
DJ Drestique
does an awesome job with the mixes there.
And he's a friendly guy.
And
extremely accessible. So accessible, in fact, that David was able to find his phone number and text him song requests prior to our night out.
Oh,
so
no!
Are you serious?
Birthday list.
It was really cool.
And then he gave me a shout out.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. It was pretty amazing, his enthusiasm, to the point that when I got the text message back, I wondered if it was a random cell phone carrier just trolling me.
Except he actually
came
through.
Yeah.
100%.
He played.
I'm a huge dog.
He really is.
When a previous time I've gone up to talk with DJ Drastic and request this very song, "Kill the Lights" by Alex Newell, and he has not. So listeners of the podcast know the song and know how much we appreciate its sick beat. Are we just going to go for it?
Oh, I thought that's what you were hoping to do. It's queued up.
Are we finished with our segment?
No, I think you're right. So it was awesome for the two of us to dance, but then at about 11:30, five of Michelle's really good friends showed up.
And then about two of my other really good friends showed up too.
So
they were late.
So, especially with the 1 a.m. crowd, it was a very cool surprise, right?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting anyone else to roll in at that point.
Nice.
I think actually I had been making eyes at Annie being like, time to get going, and then Taylor showed up and I was like, we're staying. We're not going anywhere.
And the story was made better by the fact that Taylor and Uche had to talk their way into it because they weren't letting anybody in after 12:30.
Oh.
But they said, we are on a mission. We have a birthday girl.
We have a birthday to celebrate.
Yeah.
So they were able to bust their way in. The people at patios are just a stand-up crew. Thanks for everything.
And I don't want to take credit for much, but I will take credit for saving up the stamina to outlast Michelle.
It's all that Red Bull Mountain Dew mix.
I couldn't have said it better.
Whatever it was.
Yeah. I asked the bartender to give me something that would just keep me going.
Plus the espresso.
And they gave you the most
slightly.
Actually, to be honest, Michelle can testify that was a real pick me up. That was really nice because after a delicious dinner, we were kind of sleepy.
Right, especially since it was Italian food. Lots of pasta, lots of carbs.
Lots of food sitting in my belly.
Yeah, lots of food. Good food. Very good food.
True.
Okay.
Is it time?
It's time.
So, another nice aspect of him playing this song is he got the remix right. This is a cool example to play for you, Leslie, because Michelle has shown me a whole bunch of music that's, I guess you'd consider it house, but it's music that I hadn't listened to before because several years ago, most of it was far too techno-y for me.
Mm.
And DJs recently have taken songs and added to them in a much more musical way, whether it's adding saxophone-like hooks or in this song, I think it's some kind of percussion, and I think it is an electronically generated sound, but if we were to play this, which we may off air, play the original version of this song, it doesn't appeal to Michelle or I at all.
Huh.
So this is this remix is really it.
Nice.
You set me free.
Can't lose.
I can't lose. Hi, this is the Guitar Circle New England, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Hi, Victor! I know you!
Hanging on by a thread, we will climb back again. footage of us all chewing on air before we start this?
No, because no food or drink anywhere in Studio A. And we don't want to mislead anyone to think that we're eating in Studio A when we're clearly not. Stop!
I think we have rats in here.
So,
or at least a rabbit.
Come on, there would have been gold on there.
A flash from the past. David, it sounded like you had a question for Last Craft.
Oh, yeah. I was just wondering if you have ever done it, this kind of thing.
Ever done radio? No. But when I was in college, like when you guys were in college, our big fun thing was we had a single TV in the whole dorm. Mm-hmm. It was in the cafeteria, I think. And Monty Python had just started, so every whatever night it was that it was on once a week, the entire dorm, or hall, as we called them,
yep,
would show up, cram ourselves into this little room, that's and awesome, watch Monty Python, which was pretty amazing.
Mom, will you tell us a story about one of the pranks that you and her friends would pull?
Sure. I can tell you one of our famous ones.
Yes. Let's hear it.
So, there's this thing called Rag Week. I don't know why it's called that, but it's a time when you go out and you try to raise money for charity, mainly by begging, but you dress up in silly clothes and typically walk around holding out cans and stuff. So we decided to do something that, yeah, I don't know. We decided to do something slightly different. So in our hall, which is like a dorm.
We call them halls here too, Mom.
Oh, okay. Well, what we decided to do was we had... we didn't have showers. We had bathtubs. This is England.
That's weird. You guys all shared bathtubs?
Well, there was a boys' floor and a girls' floor, but we had bathtubs down
below. It's a lot of germs in one tub.
We did not have showers. Anyway, so one of the things we did, we weren't living in the dorm. We were living in an apartment, but we just snuck in through some undercover operation, and we stole all of the plugs for
the bathtubs.
For the bathtubs, including in the old section of the hall, because this is an old building, and they were about a foot long, big, huge cylinders.
No!
They were, yeah. But we didn't awesome. Take them off the premises. We hid them yep. in, I'm not going to tell you where. And then we sent a
Are
ransom.
Are they still hidden?
Then we sent, no. Then
or
we sent a ransom note. Then we sent a ransom note.
That's
with clipped
so
out
evil.
Newspaper words
oh,
asking
creepy.
Them to donate all this money to get the to good cause
for Rag Week,
right? For Rag Week to get these plugs back.
That's
mostly
wild.
I'll be like laying in the bathtub trying to get them to spell.
I think it ended up not working well, and we didn't get the money, and had a bunch of people who thought it might be us and came to our house that we were living in and banging on the door demanding these things come back.
There was a rat.
I don't think so. I don't know why.
Oh, they just knew that you guys were pranksters.
Mr. Apparently.
What other pranks did you pull?
Well, that was probably the most famous. So,
did your school have any kind of senior prank?
Our senior prank was a total failure, so no.
Okay.
It was like, we had a Facebook page where people were like posting ideas and stuff, but like every idea that someone opposed it, so there was no like agreeance on anything. Like someone wanted to rebuild Hallett was our principal, on the roof of the building. The year before us like forked the lawn.
That mean?
They just like stuck a bunch of forks in the lawn.
Oh.
And then you break off the stem, and so it's nigh on impossible to pull them off.
Really?
I don't think we did that. But the year before that, or what was it called?
Here are some good ones.
Hold on.
All right.
Bro 9. They there was this atrium.
Okay.
Bro 9, you know, they graduated in 2009.
Yep.
That's what they called themselves, Bro 9.
Did they make...
They had...
Were they in reverence to the element? Or compound?
No. They... Well... Bromine? You yep. mean?
Bro 9?
No, they were too... They probably didn't even know what that chemical was. Just a bunch of dummies. Anyway. They, there was this big, like, atrium in one area.
Can you take her seriously?
There's this big atrium in the middle of the school with, like, a balcony. And they released, like... like hundreds and hundreds of bouncy balls from the top.
Oh my gosh! Too, and they canceled prom after the kids.
And then on top of that, some of the kids had like farm animals because like we live kind of in like rural New Jersey, and they released like chickens in the school. Yeah, it was disastrous.
The weird thing is, I was not on the Board of Education then.
She was on the Board of Education,
but I think I was. But they never talked about that. So are you sure that really happened?
The bouncy ball things definitely happened.
I never heard about that.
Yeah, I wondered if the...
The chickens would have definitely been discussed.
And my sister's year, or when my sister was a junior, the seniors put peanut butter under the handles of every junior's car. So when they went to open the car door,
they got peanut butter.
Peanut butter in their hands.
That was not reported to the Board of Ed, but I heard about it from our.
Oh, actually, I remember the seniors in our junior year. Their senior prank was to all of them got to school early and parked in all of the juniors' parking spots. So we couldn't park anywhere. So we had to like park way further away. I don't remember where. I don't think I was driving that day. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I heard word about it, so I got there early. Who knows? What was your senior prank?
No, there was minimal because they canceled prom for kids before us because of that exact same bouncy ball prank in the cafeteria. It was pretty lame. No, they did something. Somebody did the same exact thing as you, like stuck forks in the football field. It said like, 2010 or whatever. And then there was a bunch of kids that put Christmas trees like on top of like roofs and stuff all over the school, so it's like very difficult.
Roof of the building,
yeah.
Oh, so it's like pumpkining,
yeah.
At Tufts.
Oh yeah.
Which is kind of cute.
Put pumpkins all over the place, but then if they like it, I think facilities takes them down too quickly. Because there was one time where I would like, I had an early morning class. I walked.
You would just put a pumpkin up.
I didn't put any pumpkins up, but I like would walk through campus and I saw a bunch of pumpkins in the way and went back from class like an hour later. They were all gone. And I was like, but no one gets to see
them. Some of them were pretty impressive though.
The one on the top of the Carm spire is always a difficult feat and facilities can't get it down. So it always rots. It's gross. I think they could leave them up for like at least a day so that everyone can enjoy.
Yeah.
And I think unfortunately one of the reasons they don't want people to enjoy it is they don't want
people to do it, because then the facilities have to take it down.
No, because it's incredibly dangerous. That's why facilities
Get
up there.
That's a good point.
And students shouldn't go up there either.
Right. I think I heard someone this past year who was doing some sort of crazy like thing, like broke their leg because they fell. But
gotta call OSHA.
Kids are... It's not occupational.
Safety and Health Administration.
There's nothing occupational about it. It's like student health.
That's why facilities can't go get it.
It's for sure.
Yeah, they'd have to get like a helicopter or something to get the one off Carm. That'd be fun.
Maybe Minardi could just hang glide over there and just snag it.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
I gotta show you...
what's going on with my leg?
Minardi sent me a video of him hang gliding recently.
Oh, really?
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. We should all go to Oasis.
Yeah, I told him he said after the holidays he wants to meet up with the three of us.
I'm included?
Yes. I don't think he's referring to me being the third person. I'm a guest.
They have plenty of vegetarian options there.
Ooh.
It's a Brazilian all-you-can-eat buffet. Or pay by weight, maybe? I don't know.
You can choose either one, but the all-you-can-eat buffet is the way
for lunch buffet. It makes the most sense.
Unless you're like Carell, who doesn't appreciate black beans to the degree I do, and he looks at you and goes, "Why so many beans?"
I can picture Carell just saying
that. That's pretty good. I'm going to take this opportunity to wish Eli a very happy birthday. It happened this last week, and I'm still catching up on my birthday wishes, but hope to see you tomorrow, man.
Hey, Eli?
It's his last name.
What was his DJ name again?
DJ Scanzy.
DJ Scanzy, shout out to you. Hope you're listening. Hope your friends are listening.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work and happy birthday.
And maybe we'll get to hear you on the air soon. jumping back to the pranks, one cute one that I thought of when you were mentioning the farm animals is a classic, but you release three of a certain kind of animal, but you paint 1, 2, and 4 on them.
So ooh.
Everybody spends the day looking for three.
For three.
That's funny.
That is funny. That only is appropriate in, like, farm places like Minnesota where you have lots of
Yeah, it's true.
St. Paul, Minnesota, the farmiest of cities.
Yeah, it really helps. Maybe it really helps when everybody
Des Moines,
has a pet pig.
You have a pet pig?
Yeah, you're going to meet
him. I would love to meet the pet pig.
He's called, his name is One.
His name is Three.
Yeah.
He's the missing number.
He's the one who stayed home that day.
The One.
Look a little more skeptical with those glasses on.
One
see what
is
happens.
The loneliest number.
That should be our next song. Is that by the Kinks?
No, it's by Three Dog Night.
Awesome. You looking it up or should I?
I got it.
Sweet. Wait, what? Three Dog Night? Ever heard of them?
I got it.
Woof, woof. Oh, and then really quick, putting the school up for sale.
What?
Nice.
Oh.
Nice touch.
What? You've been listening to WMFO in Medford, and this is Dancing. Experience you'll ever know.
This is the sound of E. coli splashing around in raw hamburger juice on your cutting board. And it looks like Mom just put the tomatoes and onions on there, too. Don't let E. coli mosh with your food. An estimated 3,000 Americans die from a foodborne illness each year. So always separate raw meat from vegetables on two cutting boards. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Thank you.